Let's meet Manaka Nagai.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
First of all, thank you for some of the best end credits I have ever seen, like blouse operator and snowmaker. Really, beautiful.
But yeah, sorry guys, that was like almost longer than the film itself. Sorry, I have to fix that.
No, never, no. Thank you. Let me start asking you something, maybe very silly, but. You know, traditionally, I think that flying to the moon is considered like the ultimate symbol for escapism, no? For going far from your problems. But in a way, for your character in this movie, flying to the moon connects her with something that she's not accepting. How do you work in this unreal or fantastic element in order to tell a very personal story? Please, the phone, please.
How I work with this fantastic element. I feel like that's the only way I can work sometimes. There's even another film where a plant starts speaking. And for me, that's just normal. I don't know, sometimes I have a feeling that objects talk to me. And maybe that has something to do with my culture, Japanese culture, where we think that there's a soul in everything, or a god in everything. So this chair is also a god in a way, and you have to take care of it. Like, you can't just throw it on the ground. And maybe that's where it comes from. So it doesn't really have, for me, it's not fantasy. It's just my way of, like, my natural way.
But it's true that, let me say this, the unreal elements are underlined, no, in the film. The external shots of the city, for example, they are not so similar, they are not so different from the moon set, no? For example, the sound is the Foley sounds, especially. They are like completely recreated and completely very, very intentionally underlined. No, I was asking about that kind of unrealistic elements and why they are so important for the story, for the spirit.
I can talk about the sound. I really love to be with the person. With the character and to feel what they're feeling. So the paper and the laptop and the phone ringing and getting louder after a hard day's work. I think those are ways for me to be with them more. And then the miniatures at the beginning, I always wanted to do that because I always like looking at windows at night, like when I get back from school or from work and it's late at night and I still see windows that are with lights on. It makes me happy. And because it makes you feel like maybe there are problems that are really big, like huge emotions like sadness or, you know, getting through with loss could look small and could be dealt with. And it's just nice to know that you're small. And yeah. Like, I just like imagining people cutting tomatoes in their windows. I don't know.
Let's open for the audience, okay? I'm sure there are some questions or comments. here we have one.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a question specifically talking about some aspect that I felt in the movie, and was like emptiness, or I don't know, but there are some shots where there were like this black background, and I felt something like it represents something beyond what we are looking. So to you, what this emptiness represents in the film and perhaps in your own life?
Can you tell me which shot you thought that?
In general, for example, in the when you are showing the city, like the black background, when you're in the moon, the black background, also in the moon, there is this emptiness in sound as well. So I felt like a little bit of that emptiness in the whole movie.
Emptiness allows space for people to put what they want, and I'm open for that. And yeah, emptiness is also, I guess, it could make you feel lonely, but it could also then the elements that are there are more present.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations. I wanted to ask about the art design of the movie, because I think it's like really beautiful, like the little buildings, and also inside of the house that look like it's also like toys. So can you talk about it?
Yeah, so my set designer is here with me, Catherine. because of her, I was able to make this film. We shot everything in the school studio, and so the whole apartment was built in the studio, and then we had to destroy it, and then we had to make the moon, and the miniatures were made from my friend Jashon. And her boyfriend, Yangfeng. And I always wanted to work in the studio, because up until that point, I only worked outside with natural light, and it was something that I always wanted to do, and then the timing was really perfect, and I met Catherine, and she offered me help. And the concept was, yeah, like what I said about people cutting tomatoes, kind of. I just wanted to give a feeling of like comfort, I guess, to myself at the time.
I wanted to ask about the interior.
Hi.
The sound is very present, but when she's in the moon, it doesn't exist sound. So I thought that very curious, and I liked it very much, actually. It was very well pointed. But I wanted you to speak about that decision, because it could be risky, and it went very well. So.
Thank you. Originally, I was even considering having music, but then it was so clear that that was completely unnecessary. And ironically, I was thinking about how there's no sound in the universe. Even if it's impossible to breathe, like I would have been dead without an astronaut suit on. But that was also like, yeah. There's no sound in the universe, so I shouldn't put sound. But everything what I'm doing doesn't make sense scientifically, so sorry for disappointing answer.
Any last question over here? No. Over there. Ahí tenemos la última.
What is the meaning of teaser in the end?
The flying glass.
You said dessert? The pie.
The cake?
Dessert.
Yeah, okay.
The
brush.
I understand. It's just an image that came to my mind. But I think it's also like she doesn't fly on her own. The blouse flies and she's holding it. So I think maybe I just couldn't fly on my own and needed a push. And maybe that's why when I was writing, I had the blouse help me to reach the moon. And then I definitely wanted it to come back home because it's nice to be home.
I could stay for longer here, I have to tell you. But what about if we finish here? Maraca, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the question.
Okay, our next film is Anabas, and the director is Benjamin Gubet. Enjoy the screening.